Hello and welcome to Ask the Mayor on WBAA News. I'm your host, Ben Thorpe. This week, our guest is Lafayette Mayor Tony Rozworski. Mayor, thank you as always for taking the time to speak with us.
My pleasure, Ben. Thanks for having me.
So I want to start today with obviously the huge announcement of a $3.8 billion investment into the region from SK Hynix, a packaging and R&D facility making the largest investment in Indiana's history. What kinds of impacts do you expect will trickle down regionally from this kind of investment?
Oh, well, I think that will absolutely be significant. When you think about the magnitude of that, and the, you know, just starting with the construction jobs to begin with, to have to build a facility of that magnitude, you know, starting there kind of at ground level and then working into as the facility is actually built and continues to ramp up, everybody in our region will benefit from their housing markets to other potential suppliers and logistics folks that'll need to locate here. I think the growth will be exponential, even more than people might realize, because, you know, and Aaron, Mayor Easter had said, you know, West Lafayette can't possibly house all those people. You know, we're in Lafayette, we're getting ready to put in that $40 to $50 million infrastructure package that you and I have talked about before that will open up 1,000 acres, you know, to get started to help with all of that also. But, you know, even the surrounding counties are going to need to, you know, think about housing and people that might want to live in their communities, you know, live outside the city limits a little bit more. I think it'll, you know, we've talked about it. This will affect generations and generations of people and families that live in our greater Lafayette, you know, multi county region for decades and decades to come.
I'm so glad that you brought up housing as kind of a first thing that this could impact. Obviously, West Lafayette and Lafayette to some degree as well are in the midst of a housing crunch. And this, you know, this investment could bring, I believe, 800 new jobs by 2030. That's a lot of folks. Where do we plan to put all of these people in the community? You've talked about some of the, you know, the investments that Lafayette is already looking towards in terms of housing. Is there more additional housing that's going to be needed?
Well, I think what we're doing, you know, along, I said, like with the other communities, will meet the need for a long time into the future. As I've indicated, service area 11A and 11B, just those two service areas alone over time can open up 4,000 acres. That is a lot of ground, right? That is a significant amount of property out into the county that will be ready for housing or other things, you know, decades and decades into the future. You know, I feel like the infrastructure is going into the ground. And as you indicated, you know, that's a ramp up period. It's about 4 years before that will really open. And then they ramp it up. And so I feel like we're on a good timeline. And we've stressed to those other communities in our ready area. So it's multi-county for them to be thinking about this. And they have been. I mean, we've been talking about this for a couple years, you know, to hope to try and to land one of these types of facilities. And so there are other things and even some of the smaller communities that are taking place and will continue to take place. And so we're going to have to continue to look at it and monitor it and also look at roadways and different things like that. But we have been pretty aggressive here in Greater Lafayette. And as you know, in our wastewater treatment plant, we've continually upgraded and we have significant excess capacity right now to be able to handle this type of growth. We didn't wait to the last minute. We've been working on it now for years, and we are in, you know, really, really good shape at our wastewater facility.
I want to ask you, you know, we're also hearing that SkyWater Technology is withdrawing its bid to build a $1.8 billion chip facility here in the region. What is your reaction to that?
Well, I mean, there are lots of things in private business that, you know, considerations have to be made, decisions have to be made. Companies are very much counting on getting CHIPS Act funding to be able to pull off some of these projects that they have discussed. I mean, I think they, as you know, been said, they remain a valuable potential partner with Purdue and the community. But, you know, if things are not right for them to make that investment at this time or to make it here, it is better that this is being discussed now and that nobody makes any mistakes or missteps that could be a challenge both for them and for the community. And so I just think it's prudent that we certainly always keep the doors of opportunity open with them and anyone else that wants to look at the community. But, you know, sometimes those decisions have to be made. And I think this win with SK Hynix is just tremendous. I mean, it's almost a $4 billion investment, not 3.8. So it is, you know, it is larger than that originally discussed project. And so it's just a tremendous win. And like I said, we want to become the you know, the new Silicon Valley of the Midwest. And we're going to keep those doors open and those discussions with hopefully lots of people and work through those. And sometimes, you know, this will be the right choice for them. And sometimes it may not be, and we want it to work for them and for us. And so, you know, that's part of the process of working through these types of economic development opportunities.
Yeah, I guess my thought is, you know, obviously these conversations are to some degree happening behind closed doors. And, you know, should folks be, you know, worried about, you know, even a new investment like what we're seeing from SK Hynix not being necessarily a done deal?
No, I do not believe so in this situation. I don't believe so at all. So I think everybody can prepare and get ready and enjoy the good news. And then now the real work starts, getting down to the nitty gritty of getting it prepared and them getting ready to start construction, probably sometime from what I've been told in the first quarter of next year, somewhere in there. And I don't think so. I mean, these deals are always tricky. But I think this is on very, very solid footing, and they have the funding that they need. And so no, we should all, you know, like I said, enjoy the good news and then get down to the next level of work that's going to need to happen to make everything successful with housing and other opportunities like that.
Yeah. That is our time for today. Mayor Rozworski, thanks for being with us. You can find this program at our website, WBA.org, along with an archive of our shows with the mayors of Lafayette, West Lafayette, Crawfordsville, and Frankfort. Send us your questions to ask@WBA.org. Thanks for listening, and have a great rest of the day.